Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Trump is rampaging around the world. Absolutely amazing to see what he is doing and what he has done in the very short time that he has been in office. And of course, this impacts greatly. We're starting to see the impact that he is having, not only within the United States, but in with relationships around the world, meeting Starmer, meeting Netanyahu, meeting Macron. He certainly is very, very active. How does this impact India? Because this is, they have always been an important part of this relationship and the role that they play, particularly in the region. We wanted to ask Irina Tsukerman, who's a human rights and national security lawyer based in the United States. Irina, good morning. Thank you for joining us once again. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for inviting me.
A great pleasure. So what traditionally is the relationship between Prime Minister Modi of India and President Donald Trump?
Well, it started out as a very positive relationship in the first term, and I think it's growing. In the first term, there's been some differences over tariffs mainly, but also about tech. The sale of technology, because Trump wanted India to become exclusive with U.S. defense technology, and this was just not going to happen. It was very expensive. At that point in time, India was still very dependent on Russian defense, and it was slowly starting to reach out, but basically Donald Trump presented it with a all or nothing deal, and India chose nothing. And it wasn't until the Biden administration that India started purchasing some of the more advanced defense technology from the US. It's had some minor purchases previously, but not anything too serious. But overall, the trade has been growing and the relationship has been pretty positive. Right. Now it's definitely flourishing, and the last meeting between Prime Minister Modi and President Trump went very, very well.
So what is likely to develop, what is the relationship between India and the United States likely to look like? Because Trump has been very aggressive in terms of how he's dealing with tariffs and these types of relationships.
Well, interestingly enough, the tariffs he would be imposing on India are reciprocal tariffs. These are not new tariffs, but rather mirror the tariffs that India has imposed on U.S. Products. But he has not imposed them yet. He only announced a memorandum of a study for 6 months, which is presumably a negotiating period for the two countries. And he's mentioned it quite regularly, but Prime Minister Modi came into the meeting ready to lift some of the tariffs or to negotiate them down. And given the fact that the volume of trade between the countries is expected to reach $500 billion by 2030, I think it will more likely than not end up leading towards lower tariffs between them. It just makes sense for their economies. India is a growing economy. It will be exporting a lot of expensive U.S. defense technology, and imposing heavy taxes on top of that is going to be difficult to sustain for its economy. And India is looking to diversify its defense tech and other equipment, and to attract U.S. investments to buy oil, and to for U.S. to become the top export of oil to India. So all of that points in the direction that I think the tariff issue will resolve itself naturally, more likely than not over time. And other areas point to a very positive direction, including a continuity of many of the projects started by the previous administration, including the quote-unquote revived and revitalized Quad, the defense bloc, tasked with addressing Indo-Pacific issues, and looks like that's getting some teeth. There are some major projects being discussed, including META, which is the underwater internet cable connectivity project. India is looking to enhance the IMEC economic corridor, possibly with the participation of Italy as well, that Donald Trump is pushing. He's looking to expand on the idea that was developed under Biden but never took off due to the Houthi attacks in the Red Sea, which have basically scrambled the execution of that. And now, with the Houthis freezing their activity as the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas holds, we may look towards a better security framework for this project. There are also many other agreements at hand that point to a very positive and strong relationship, including greater cooperation on counterterrorism and counterterrorism.
Well, I was going to ask that because India, of course, is very well placed geographically for the United States in terms of Pakistan, in terms of some of the other areas that might be a concern for Trump.
Well, Pakistan has not been a top priority for Trump, but it is still a priority for India. But the biggest issue for both of them is, of course, China. And Trump, just as his predecessor, is looking to bring India into a stronger alliance specifically to counter China as a geopolitical rival and threat.
Right.
India has been anticipating some isolationist moves from this administration, and on their end, they have been looking to resolve some border security issues with China independently. We have seen them settle some of these differences recently, but overall, they're likely to remain a strategic rival. And I'm sure China was watching these meetings very closely. Probably was not pleased at all. This was one of the first meetings by the new administration at top level, which is a very strong signal of a positive relationship. And in a shock and awe move, Trump proposed an F-35 sale to India, which, while it may not happen for logistical and pragmatic reasons, still shows a great degree of trust.
Right.
F-35 is a very exclusive club with very limited membership.
We do need to leave it there. Thank you, as always, Irina Zuckerman, human rights and national security lawyer based in the United States.